here with all of you, and particularly having the Senate president on my left.
He's definitely on my left.
We are here to, I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 1040A. The purpose of the meeting is to consider proposed amendments to the A. Engrossed bill. Legislative Council has drafted the proposed conference committee amendments at our request. You all have copies of the amendments. And Ms. Richardson, why don't you talk about what the amendments do?
The amendments specifically are targeted toward Section 1-2E, which is the same section both the House and the Senate versions of this bill. And they require that the backup medication, if provided by a student's parent or guardian, be kept at the student's school in a location to which the student has immediate access in the event the student has an asthma or severe allergy emergency.
Okay. Senator Cruz or Senator Courtney, either one, talk to me about...
Madam Chair, this language is basically the language of the federal legislation. It is slightly more permissive than the House version and is more in line with the provisions we had originally. But we do... This does comply with federal regs, so...
Okay.
And with that, Madam Chair, I'll move adoption of the Dash A4 amendment to House Bill, Senate Bill, 1040.
Okay. Senator Cruz, this is the room with the Tweety Bird.
I know, they're strange.
Senator Cruz moves the adoption of the A4 amendment to Senate Bill 1040. Any discussion? Representative Dahl.
A couple of things. I am in support of this bill. Yeah, the thing about the amendment, if a student goes into an asthmatic condition on the property, the difference between this, the House bill says that there should be backup there. If that person does not have backup medication, those in the school are at a loss for what to do.
911.
Having the inhaler there brings peace not only to the student, because an asthma attack is horrendous. You want to get away from yourself, and you can't. And to have that inhaler where someone can get at it, and the simple administering of albuterol brings everything in time back together. So the permissive, in case of an attack, I would prefer that we could go with the permissive, but in case of an attack, our school people would be, everybody would be better served if that medication were on site.
Okay, thank you. Senator Cruz,
Madam Chair, I'm not going to disagree with that. It's just that the language in the bill as it came out of the House basically said that for a child to carry and self-administer, he could not do that unless the parents provided a backup. I mean, it should a backup be there? Absolutely. But to say you can't do A without B, I think in most cases, and probably all cases, the parents would be willing to supply the backup. It's just... It was just slightly more restrictive. I mean, this will require the school to provide it, but we are, one of the things that we discussed for a long period of time was we didn't want to put another burden on the schools to have to provide the medication themselves, clearly, but we also wanted to have a mechanism for backup to be available. But I mean, let's take an example, and it might be extreme that a child had to use the backup, and now the backup no longer existed. Would that mean that he couldn't self-administer until the backup was replaced? I mean,
let me pursue your example.
Okay.
Fishing all day. I think we should include this mandate that representatives have to have a backup. I can't impress upon you enough, and I do not want to burden school employees with this. The issue is not burdening school employees. The issue is not, the issue could be as severe as saving a life. That young person, I'm 63 years old, and if you give me a dollar for every time I've forgotten this, I'll give you a nickel for every time I have. And when you're without it, and when you go into an asthma attack, I cannot define for you I have gone to the emergency room absolutely trying to get away from myself. So to have that medication on hand is in the best interest of the student, is peace of mind. When our school people, I think this is good legislation, and it teaches responsibility. But there will be lapses in responsibility, and the people that will be running around wondering what to do are the school people.
Thank you, Representative Dahl. Representative Buckley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do agree with Senator Cruz's comments that I don't want to see a kid not have the ability to use his medication if his or her parents have not provided the medication. And I'm wondering, on the original Senate bill, page 2, lines 2 and 3, had language in that was removed that requires a school request from the student's parent or guardian that the student's parent or guardian provide medication for emergency use by the student. And I'm wondering whether, if we added those two lines to this amendment, whether Representative Dahlem would feel more comfortable that there is at least a proactive effort to have the medication on hand.
I think there is a proactive effort to have the medication on hand, because it says, I mean, without the original bill, it require that backup medication if provided by a student's parent or guardian. Some of these kids, some of these parents can afford to buy extra medication to have on hand, which is my issue. An EpiPen is not a cheap item. These aren't too awfully expensive, these inhalers. But, this is putting some families in a position where they can't do that. And then the medication also grows old, and then it can't be used anymore. I think it would be simple for the school district to, if they have a situation where they have children with medication, they can simply issue a policy that says, if your child's on medication, please let us know if you'd like to provide a backup medication for the office, because we'd like to have it. If you don't, you're not required to, but it helps facilitate an emergency. I think that can easily be done.
Yeah, Madam Chair, the A4 amendment was our attempt to find some slight middle ground between the version in the original bill and the House amendment. So, personally, I like the original bill, but that may be some pride of authorship in there, and I don't want to get tied to that. So basically, what we went to was federal language as a way to make the accommodation.
Didn't the House remove that language?
That's why I'm making it. If we did put those two lines back in, there would at least be a something in the statute that would require the school actually to request from not demand. It wouldn't. The parent would not be obligated to provide it, but the school would make the request. It's in the original bill.
Mm-hmm.
But I am supportive of the dash 4.
Madam Chair, my suggestion would be that we go ahead and then adopt this amendment, move the bill, and if we find by experience that we need something stronger, we can come back. But
say it. You forgot those last two words. In February.
In February. I don't want to burden the president with too much February stuff, so which is why
careful.
I did not say February.
Careful.
The test of whether the bill works or not could be death.
Well,
I'm not serious about it.
Currently, we had testimony, Representative Dahlem, in our Senate committee that a child died, not in Oregon, because the medication was locked up in the office. And unattainable or by staff, so you know.
And I think we've addressed that issue, and we've asked students to be responsible. And this is good legislation. This is good legislation. These are children. They're children. and they're going to carry their inhaler and their, but if their inhaler becomes unavailable or empty, if this works or doesn't work, we have a person with suffering an asthma attack. That's the measure of whether it works or not.
Or worse.
Madam Chair, one of the things I went to was the fact that these children are asthmatics 24/7, and they are in school 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. So the majority of their life, they're functioning outside of the school environment. All we are attempting to do with this is allow them the accommodation they have in their regular life to deal with the condition they have.
And the bill does that.
Yes. I mean, that was the whole genesis behind this, was not to put some bureaucratic or regulatory structure in the way of kids being able to self-medicate.
And this bill does that excellently, but let's assume for a moment that you're the school employee with no access to medicine. You're helpless. And the medicine's relief is instant, we're not doing anything to the bill other than saying, is if our youngster, and they will, forgets their medication, or if our youngster's medication becomes empty, there is another canister there in the school. And that's the point, straight and simple.
Thank you. Representative Greenlicht, I'll acknowledge you.
Thank you. I would like to speak to Representative Buckley's suggestion. It seems to me, line 2 and 3 of the original Senate bill, it says require that a school request from the student's parents or guardian that the student's parents or the guardian provide medication for emergency use, would be a useful addition to the A4s. I don't see how it in any way slows it down. It says you require a school ask, and then if it's delivered, you go to the A4. Seems to me that's a...
Is there some way we can amend...
Yeah, we'll stand at ease.
We can't make that amendment, so we're not going to start doing that.
No, but do we have to amend the House version? Can we amend the Senate version?
We can't do it conceptually.
No, but what you're talking about is mending,
putting into A4.
You're not on the record, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Line 2 and 3, page 2.
Well, the only way we can do that here is to amend the original bill.
Okay, if we're going to talk about this bill, we're back on the record. You guys, you can't do that. If you want to have a conversation, we have to be on the record. If you don't, then go outside. So we are now back on the record, and we're talking about, we're having our committee's assistant administrator contact legislative council about the issue. I have to tell you, I've been quite frustrated by this bill from the time we had it in the Senate. It's a very simple little bill, but it just somehow becomes very complicated.
We're almost there.
Okay, Ms. Richardson, you were asked a question, and I'm not quite sure what it is.
I think I know what it is.
Okay.
Can we, basically the question as I understand it is, can we use the Senate version of the bill and adopt the dash A4s?
No, I don't think so.
Which, and my answer will be no, because there are some good things about the House version. Yeah. There's a couple things in the Senate version, and there's the amendment. It would be conceptual. But I'd be happy to draft something that would allow the committee to do that if that's
necessary. Sure to clarify?
Yes, Representative Buckley.
Thank you. The request was to take two lines from the Senate bill to add to the A4 amendment, mm-hmm. lines 2 and 3 on page 2 of the original Senate bill, to add to the A4 and make a dash line.
So, yes, we need an additional amendment to do that.
Madam Chair, I would suggest that we reconvene when we have that amendment. If this is going to make the satisfies... Okay, I'll be there. Okay.
Senator Courtney?
I'll come back.
All right. I thought we had this taken care of, but we will get this amendment drafted. We'll redo this. And, colleagues, remember, we are out of time. Sine die is imminent. And so when we schedule this, we cannot wait for all of you to have the same schedule as everybody else. So we're going to schedule it. And you're just going to have to make every effort to be here. With that, we will adjourn, and we have a motion. We do.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay. Senator Cruz withdraws his A4 motion.
And Madam Chair, if one of the House members could join me with some folks out in the hall after this, just to have a discussion.
Okay.
So we don't have quorum issues.
Okay. That's fine. And just know my patience is growing thin with this bill. And
patience is a virtue, Senator.
Yes. Oh, yes. All right. Thank you. We'll be back, gentlemen. We're adjourned.